Blog Talk Radio. Do you even have a legitimate dream? Well, today is your day to dream again. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. And that gets me so excited. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly rich and insightful. That's the feedback that you give us on a regular basis. Take advantage of our on-demand library if you've missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. So don't hesitate to go on back. allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open the lines up for our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. You know, I truly love it when you interact with us. It lends to a more rich and vibrant environment. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. I know you're excited about shaping up today. But before we move into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, and we can't do it without you, so we thank you. Get your notepads ready, your pens, your laptops, desktops, tablets, whatever you need to capture the notes and the richness that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. In our Shape Up series, it's time to dream again. Yes, it's time to dream again. And we are having a dream session that I am so excited about. And at the top of our time together, I open with a couple of questions that I'm just going to lay at your feet and remind you of once again. Have you stopped dreaming? Have you stopped dreaming? I want to really provoke you today. I want you to really process. Have you stopped dreaming? Are you thinking, oh, you know, how can I dream with all of what's going on? Coach Adams, don't you know we're in the midst of a pandemic, social unrest, there's so much going on. How in the world can I think about my dream? Well, then I ask you this next question. If you're struggling with focusing on your dream and you've stopped dreaming, my question to you is this. With all of that said, do you truly have a legitimate dream? Oh, yes. I'm calling us out on the carpet today in our dream session. Do you have a legitimate dream? And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, that's why I'm here. I don't know. Well, I want to share with you, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, you may not know that Coach Adams is a John Maxwell certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And so John Maxwell is my leadership partner, and several times throughout the year I offer private masterminds on specific subjects, one of which, and we're approaching the start on October 1st of my next 8-week in-depth study on this very topic, put your dream to the test. And this is without question one of my absolute faves from my leadership partner. And every time I facilitate the journey with others in the, I love a mastermind, the collective intelligence, it's so powerful and dynamic. I always get so much. But what I love about Put Your Dream to the Test, and I want to give you a little overview, intro, taste today as we prepare for the private mastermind, and I want to give you some things to think about. But what I love the most is that Put Your Dream to the Test gives you 10 questions to help you see it and seize it. Oh, yeah. 10 specific questions. And what I love about the questions is that the questions are a great tool to help you achieve your dream, to help you to achieve your dream. The questions provoke you. They raise the issue of, do I have a legitimate dream? Do I really have a legitimate dream? You see, this journey is about asking the right questions. And, you know, it's interesting because my mentors are constantly saying, ask more questions. For those of you who know that I am the Global Master Trainer for Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, Box the Movement and Vertical Leap, we teach the young people ages 7 to 19 through the Boss curriculum a process that we call T-quacking. And T-quacking is thinking, questions, answers, choices. Understanding that contained in every question, there is an answer. But the challenge is that we don't normally ask enough questions. If you want to learn more about Box the Movement, visit BoxTheMovement.com. There's a special training coming up on this Saturday, 2-hour introductory training. So visit BoxTheMovement.com. But getting back to what we were talking about, this journey is about asking the right questions. Because the more questions you can answer positively, the more likely you are to achieve your dream. So the 10 questions that are outlined and put your dream to the test set us up for greater success as it relates to our dream and determining if we have a legitimate dream. You know, as I was reflecting around this process of questions, you know, I was reminded many years ago, I took a psychology class at a community college, and I have a love for psychology, and I was so excited about taking this class. And I am one, I like to take very detailed notes. So I'm in the class and I'm taking my detailed notes. And, you know, this was longhand and I'm capturing all of my notes. And then it's time to take the test. Okay? Now, mind you, I had been in class after class, lecture after lecture. I have all of these notes along with my textbook that I've studied. And I'm feeling like, yes, I am ready for this test because I love psychology. So I had really, you know, really gone deep and really dived into the subject, right? I get my test. I sit down with my test and I'm thinking, huh, where did these questions come from? And I say that because they didn't relate to what was lectured on. They didn't relate with what I had studied, so I was not well equipped and prepared. And that's why I love the 10 questions that I'm going to introduce you to as it relates to putting your dream to the test, because if you know the right questions to ask, you are set up for greater success, you know. I can share with you another story. I remember when I got licensed for the state of California. I'm a former licensed realtor for the state of California. And I remember the first time, you know, I'm so excited. Again, I went through all of this study, and that was some intense study for taking my real estate exam, right? The first time, I didn't pass it. And I didn't pass it because I sat down to take the test and what I studied yet again. I'm thinking, where are they coming up with these questions? The questions did not connect with what was on the test. But then someone told me, you should take a weekend crash course. And the weekend crash course was designed so that it gave you a snapshot into the test. So you now knew what you needed to study to be successful at taking the test. And so, of course, I took my little weekend crash course, scheduled my makeup, and guess what? Oh, you guessed it. I aced it. I passed it because I took the crash course. And so that's what I want you to understand about the questions that I'm going to introduce you to. It is empowering you so that you can be set up for greater success. See, let's understand what is my dream. What is a dream? A dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind. It energizes your will and your emotions. You know, this great thing about a dream, if it's the right dream and it's a legitimate dream, it's empowering to you. And you are empowered to do whatever you can to achieve it. If you're not willing to do whatever to achieve it, you're going to have to step back and ask yourself, do I have a legitimate dream and what's holding me back from achieving my dream? And one of the things that, and this is a reminder because I kind of touched on this when we were talking about the why a couple of weeks ago, but I want to remind you the four common reasons for those that are regular listeners. If you're listening in for the first time, this is great because this is so important. So four common reasons for not identifying our dream. Four common reasons. Number one, and this one hits hard for many of us because of the power of words. Along the way, someone discouraged you. Someone said, "What makes you think you can write a book? You're no author." Interestingly enough, every authors started out with their first book. Oh, you want to write a movie? Are you serious? What makes you think you can do a screenplay? Well, interestingly enough, every individual who has done a movie had to start with the first one. You can't do that business. That business is too, it's far beyond your knowledge and information. You don't know enough about that subject, but yet you are passionate about it. So someone along the way has spoken words that have discouraged you. And so because you have been discouraged on your journey, the power of words, and I have written a powerful breakout chapter in a book, The Change, number 14, on the power of words. If you're interested in that, you can contact our team, admin@coachadams.com. You can send an email, admin@coachadams.com, or you're welcome to call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. It's a great resource. It is an insight into empowerment and 20 coaches, and your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams, is one of the featured coaches. Again, I have a breakout chapter on the power of words in the Change book number 14. I say that because discouragement is huge for many of us. Because of all of those negative words, we don't think that we can do our dream. And so guess what? We don't pursue it. Another one is disappointments, and this disappointment is key. And, you know, when I think about the disappointments, it really reminds me because we've all had past hurts and disappointments. I know I've had my fair share of past hurts. We don't have time for me to go into some of those hurts, but get it, we've all had hurts, right? And so disappointment is the fact that I've had these past hurts in what I thought. I mean, have you been on your journey thinking, I should have achieved this by now? I thought, you know, it's this separation, and I want us to get this because this is so key. Our disappointment is this separation between our achievement and what we desire to accomplish. There is this gap. Coaching is all about closing the gap. And so I don't know about you, but I have some disappointment gaps, you know, thinking I would have achieved a certain thing by a certain time, and that time has come and gone, and I'm still in process. We've all had it. But we can't allow it to stop us and prevent us from continuing our progression forward. You know, it's like we're a 10 by 12 capacity versus a 2 by 4 soul. There's a disconnect. And so I want you to understand that many of us, the other part of it is that we settle. We settle for just being good. We don't fight to achieve great, and good is the enemy of great. And so we don't allow ourselves to be stressed out of our comfort zones, and we settle, and we get comfortable, and we're like, yeah, okay. The other and the fourth is this lack of confidence. Oh, yes. You don't understand, Coach Adams, all of the brokenness that I'm dealing with, because the reality is that it takes a lot of courage. Oh, it takes a lot of courage to pursue what we really want. It takes a lot of courage. And many of us, we don't pursue because of the brokenness. You know, it's interesting because in my training with my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell shared that he did a survey many years ago with a very elite group of leaders, actually extremely successful individuals who pay $8,000 to be in the setting with him for 2 days. So they're at a high level of achievement. And, you know, through this survey of the highly successful leaders, he asked a couple of questions, and I want to bring them to our time of sharing together, and I want you to process around it. And one of the questions through the survey was, do you have a dream for your life? Do you have a basic dream for your life? And 100% said, yes, I have a dream for my life. So they aced it. Hit that question out of the ballpark. The next question based on this survey of this group of 80 individuals, very exclusive group of highly successful people. The next question, the second question that was asked was, are you at times frustrated in your pursuit of your dream? Are you at times frustrated in your pursuit of your dream? Guess what? I love statistics. I love this data and this information because this speaks to we are not alone. Again, we're talking about highly successful leaders that answer these questions. And do you know that 95% of them, 100% said, I have a dream, woohoo! But 95% of them indicated that they are frustrated at times in the pursuit of their dream. If you're feeling frustrated, know that you are not alone. That's a part of the journey, and we're going to talk about that as we dig even deeper into our topic today on putting our dream to the test in our little introduction that we're giving you. Of the highly successful leaders based on the survey was, have you ever given up on an important dream? Have you ever given up on an important dream? Do you know that 50% of them, 50% of them said, yes, I've given up. 50% of them. Have you given up on your dream? And you need to re-spark that fire, that flame on the inside for your dream because of those four areas that we discussed that oftentimes people will not pursue because of And so I want you to really evaluate this as we continue in our discussion today. The fourth question and final question in the survey of the highly successful leaders was, have you accomplished your dream? Have you accomplished your dream? Have you accomplished a dream? Interestingly enough, that the numbers were high, 95%. Even with the fact that they have felt frustrated, because remember, we said 95% felt frustrated as well. But even with that frustration, they could still say, hey, I've accomplished my dream. My question to you is, can you say the same? You know, when I reflect on my journey, and I've been on my journey quite some time, it has not been an easy journey. By no means has it been an easy journey. I've had to press through a lot. I'm saying to stay motivated, to stay inspired, encouraged. And that's why, again, I absolutely love the questions that are outlined in Put Your Dream to the Test, because at certain points, I often reflect and look back at the questions and reevaluate and reexamine. You know, I remember when God spoke his purpose and call on my life. It was one of the happiest days of my life because for so long, I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I felt like I was going against the grain, and I'm just trying to figure out what is my life all about. And so when I got that aha moment of illumination and understanding what I was created to do and how I was wired and what was the very code in my DNA, because the manufacturer has created each and every one of us for a specific purpose. We each have a bend in a specific area. And, you know, before making the connection, I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And that's why I'm so passionate about assisting others on their journey in putting their dream to the test and finding and pursuing their purpose and their dream. I know what it feels like to be off course. I know what that feels like. So I want you to know you are not alone. I understand the frustration. Because a dream is a picture and it's a blueprint of a person's purpose and potential. And when we don't have that picture, when we don't have that blueprint, guess what? Of our purpose and our potential, we feel frustrated. And that's exactly where I was before God illuminated his purpose on my life. And as I was saying, the day that I got that awareness, it was one of the very best days of my life. Because now suddenly I understood my life had meaning. I could see the target of who I was created to be. And now everything started to come together and it made sense. And if things are not making sense for you and you're feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole and you're trying to fight for this dream that really you're like, I don't know if I have what I need to accomplish this. And we're going to talk about some of those areas and the questions that you have to evaluate. And I want you to know that this journey, you have to ask the question. We can't be like an ostrich with our head in the sand. Oh, I don't want to think about it. We have to think about it. If you want to get on the other side, because I want you to know that it is time to dream. And I want you, regardless of what's going on, vision is what takes us to the next level. Vision allows us to be lifted from the clouds of the stuff. That vision associated with a greater call of purpose. Spoke about several weeks ago our why, understanding that our why cannot be associated with a single event. You know, so often individuals will say, oh, I can't wait for the wedding, the wedding, the wedding. Hey, the wedding. Hey, the wedding. Celebrating the wedding. But they have, and that's the single event, but they have not given any thought to what will it take for a successful marriage, because they're so focused on the single event. And the same is true with our why and the 10 questions that we're going to evaluate and put your dream to the test. It gives you 10 reasons why, or 8 reasons, depending on how you line up with the question. But the reality is, the more positive responses you have, the more likely you are to achieve your dream. And that's where I come into play and where I want to really support you. And so as I was sharing my journey, when I got that illumination of the reason why I was created, because each of us have been created for a specific reason, coded in our very DNA is what we are to do. And so if you are passionate about certain areas and you just, you know, you're like a dog with a bone in your mouth in certain areas, that's probably associated with your purpose. That's probably where your potential lies, and you need to unearth that and tap into it or build and develop on that. Because one of the things that I can say with great certainty, I was always motivating people. I didn't have a title for that. Sure didn't, but it's in my DNA, and my mentor often teases me because if the coach in me, she is going to come out. I have to ask for permission. Can I coach you? Wherever I am, I'm going to coach you because it's a part of my very DNA. You may not want the coach, but she's going to come out because that's how I'm wired. It's who I am. It is my purpose. What is your purpose? Do you know what that looks like? So let's look at our 10 questions that we must ask ourselves and lay our dream over these questions. Some questions you may blow completely out of the water. I mean, you're like, oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah. But then there are other questions that you may have to work on those specific areas. But when we don't reach our dreams, this is important to understand. It's because we don't have enough valid reasons why I should pursue my dreams. So if you're not achieving your dreams, it sounds good. Oh, I want to do this, or I have this, and I want to pursue this, and I want to da 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 da. But if you are not doing it, you have more reasons that do not support your success than you have working in your favor. And that's important to understand. So the 10 questions in Put Your Dream to the Test are the foundation. They're foundational, and they give you 10 potential reasons why, because the why is key. And so if you have one, you know, that's like, okay, yeah, I just want to make some money. Guess what? That's not enough. I can speak to that because when I was in real estate for me, my journey in real estate, it wasn't about significance, fulfillment, purpose. It wasn't about passion. It was literally about the money. It was about the money. I saw real estate for me because, let me set the stage and kind of give you the backdrop. Out of high school, I started working for a real estate financing specialist, Trent Financial, right out of high school. I had family that worked for the company, and so it was one of my very first jobs out of high school. It made sense for me to get into the industry because I had family in the industry. And because I had family in the industry, I knew a lot of people in the industry. As a matter of fact, That's how I met my goddaughter's mother over 30 years ago from the real estate industry. And so I got into real estate right out of high school or shortly thereafter. My first position, I was learning loan processing. You know, I'm around all of these people who are making lots of money. And so I eventually get to the place where I decide that I want to get my real estate license. It just seemed like a natural progression for me. I was already working in the industry, real estate finance. So it seemed natural. Get your real estate license and now move to the next level. Become a loan officer. And so I got my license, but it was all about the money. That's all it was about. The money so I could get the nicest cars, the biggest house, the things. It was all about the money. I laugh today when I reflect back because I don't know why I chose finance. I don't like finance. So it's hilarious that that's the side of the industry that I went into. But I went into that side of the industry because of the circles that I was in at the time and seeing the people make all of the money. And that's what it was all about. So the reason why I share that with you and I'm being so transparent with you is that the money wasn't enough. Because if the money is not coming in, there was no passion for it. And I had this one transaction. Woo, I worked with this guy for 6 months, you guys. Ooh, long time. 100% commission, helping him to clean up his credit, finding a realtor, finding the property, loan application, processing, underwriting, all of that for the transaction not to close. And it was at the place of closing and was pulled for fraud. That's a whole other story. I'm not going to get in that. I wasn't involved in that. But it was the straw that broke the camel's back for me in the industry. And again, the driver was the money. I wish I would have known then and had the tools then that I have now in Put Your Dream to the Test, because I would have realized early on, Shania Marie, this is not it, sweetie. This is not, no. Chose to do it for the wrong reasons. And so that's why I started and opened with, do you have a legitimate dream? So let's look at and evaluate our 10 questions that we will be on a journey in my private mastermind, really doing an in-depth dive on, but I want to give you the introduction. Number one is ownership. The ownership question challenges us to determine, is my dream really my dream? Is my dream really my dream? Or is it that mom, dad, somebody said, you know what, you should be an attorney, and you can't stand law. Or like me, get in the industry, but I didn't like finance. There was a disconnect. And it didn't start initially. I was excited, just like I'm sure the person initially is excited. But when they complete that journey because it's not your own dream, you get disenchanted. You throw in the towel because you realize I'm living someone else's dream. So the ownership question challenges us to determine out the gate. First question, is my dream really my dream? I can say now that my dream is really my dream. Because of the journey that I've been through, I've had people try to throw darts and try to say this and that and blah, blah, da, 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 da. But I am clear. I have taken ownership that my dream is truly my dream. Have you taken ownership of your dream? Have you really evaluated, is my dream, or is it someone else's? Am I doing what I'm doing because I thought, oh, this sounds good? But yet, it sounded good because someone else thought you should. and you didn't really evaluate. So number one is ownership. Number two is clarity. Do you have a clear picture image? Do you clearly see your dream? I'm not saying seeing it from the outside, but seeing it, envisioning it from the inside. I remember when God began to speak my call, his call on my life and my journey, and he allowed me to see me before I even got on the stage, me speaking on a stage before people. And so, yeah, I had envisioned, I could see it. I may have been shaken in the boots, but I was clear, and it continues to clarify for me. So do you clearly see your dream? Or if you focus the lens and you can clearly see what it is, because this is the thing that we have to understand. If you were to look around the space where you are, wherever you are, your car, in your home, whatever it is, outside, someone had to envision all of what you see, every detail. And so putting our dream to the test, there's clarity. Do I clearly see my dream? We have to have that clarity. The next is reality. Am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream, my limited capacity? Because that is so key. Our dreams are always bigger than us. They're always bigger than us. And we're going to talk about the people in just a moment, but our dreams are always bigger than us. So number one is ownership. Number two, clarity. Number three, reality. Number four, passion. Does your dream compel you to follow it? Do you have a strong, compelling emotion? Are you on fire? Because passion is that fire to pursue what you desire. Do you have passion for what you're saying is your dream? Pathway. Do I have a strategy to reach my dream? See, this is interesting. Many would say, oh, I have this dream, but they don't outline anything. We have to write the vision and make it plain. And so the strategy gives us that pathway. It helps us to see. This is my gap. This is the gap that I'm dealing with. Now, this is how I'm going to progress through that gap from where I am to where I desire to go in closing that gap with each step and the strategies that I take and have in place. Do I have a strategy to reach my goal, to reach my dream? People, and I alluded to this a little bit earlier, have I included the people I need to realize my dream? What I love about people, you have the right people circling the wagons around you. Woo! Your dream becomes a greater reality because you have the right people on your dream team. On the opposite side, you have the wrong people on your dream team. It's like a nightmare. Have you ever partnered with the wrong person? I don't know about you, but I know I have, being transparent with you. And it was a nightmare. And so when we have the wrong people on our team, and people is a part of the equation. Because again, as I stated, our dream is greater than us, so we need people. But we have to have the right people on our team. Cost. Am I willing to pay the price for my dream? And this doesn't just mean the price in M-O-N-E-Y, in money. This means in sweat equity, in my time, in sacrificing. Am I willing to pay the price? Because the cost is key. What have we talked about so far? And then I'm coming to you. I'm going to open the lines and would love to hear, are you getting anything from what we're talking about on put your dream to the test? Where are you on your journey and how can I help you? Number one, ownership. Number two, clarity. Number three, reality. Number four, passion. Number five, pathway. Number six, people. Number seven, cost. We got three more to go. Tenacity. Am I moving closer to my dream? That goes back to the gap that I mentioned earlier. Do you see that gap closing from where you are to where you desire to be? Are you tenacious about your passion on your journey and pursuing your dream? Are you moving closer? We have to execute. And so often people will say, oh, I'm not getting the results, Coach Adams. You just don't understand. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just doing nothing. Well, if you're not doing anything, how can you expect to get the results that you desire? We can't sit on the bench of life. We have to be in the game, on the field, on the court, a full participant on the journey. Fulfillment. Does working towards my dream bring satisfaction? Does working towards my dream bring satisfaction? Are you satisfied by what you do? I know every time I have the opportunity to coach someone, boy, it gets Coach Adams fired up. You know, I can tell you story after story, journey after journey. I think of a trip that I took with my mentors to the Ukraine, and stands out for me because of the sacrifice of an individual and the expression, not speaking the language, but wanting to express how their lives were touched by our impact and being there in the region. And this individual wanted to give me a box of chocolates, and I, you know, I'm an American, casual, like, oh, okay, box of chocolates, cool, thanks. But they sacrificed greatly. That meant a lot for that individual. And when I understood that, that box of chocolates was more significant to me. And it really satisfied me to know that that individual was willing to sacrifice. And that gave me great fulfillment on my journey. And I want you to know that fulfillment, it does working towards my dream bring me satisfaction. That was a satisfying moment. I have many, but that one is one that really is high on the list and stands out. And the last is significance. Does my dream benefit others? I just shared with you a story that speaks to fulfillment, but it also speaks to significance because it benefited others. Your vision is not just for you. Your vision is so that there would be your dream, your goal, is so that there would be a greater significance. You would make a greater impact. And I want you to know that this in-depth 8-week journey on Put Your Dream to the Test starting October the 1st, if you have kind of gotten a sense of and you want to learn more and you're interested in taking this journey and you can say, wow, Coach Adams, I can so relate. I want you to know that I would love to have you on this journey. I only do Put Your Dream to the Test once a year, generally speaking. And it's usually around this time. It's a great way to close out the year and to start the year, putting your dream to the test and getting in position for the next year. And what better time than now? So if you want more information regarding Put Your Dream to the Test, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may send an email to admin@coachadams.com. I want you to know that I'm here for you. Don't lose focus on your dream. Don't lose focus on your goals. Get into the right circle so that you get the support that you need to pursue and move forward and have more tools that you would be more equipped to work it now and win. Well, this is the time in our programming that makes me so excited when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. to add yourself to the host queue. You have made this time of investment, this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear from you. What are you taking away? What's your challenge, your struggle? Allow me to coach you today. You know, I often say you wouldn't be in the bank and need to make a withdrawal and just stand in the bank and never go to the teller. So now that you are here, this is a safe space. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The station dial-in number is 516-453-9374-516-453-9. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. We have a few moments to take your questions. I trust that you would engage and interact. Don't just be in the room and not participate in the environment. So I want you to know that we welcome your questions, your comments, whatever that looks like for you. Ah, looks like we have a caller. Area code 702-4151. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? How can I support you? Caller, your line is live. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Area code 702, last four digits, 4151. Your line is live. What's your question or comment? I do apologize, caller. We are not hearing you. I'm going to try it one more time, give you an opportunity. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Go for it. Going once, going twice. Okay, we have to move on. I do apologize. You can press 1 again to add, take yourself out and then put yourself back in. We would love to hear from you. I don't know if you're having a trouble with your line. But I wanted to share with you, our global listening audience, that, again, putting your dream to the test is just an amazing and rich journey. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you know, I don't know. And if you're saying, I don't know, guess what? It's the journey for you, because I know there is something that you're working on. I know there's a thought, there's an idea. You need to put it to the test. You need to determine, do I have a legitimate dream? And I want to support you. Maybe you have a question and you're not able to get through. We saw that we had the challenge with our caller. Whatever that may be, I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. So if you're not already a member of it, just ask to become a member and you're welcome. Great space to continue the conversation. You can ask a question. You can make a comment. You can give show recommendations. Maybe there's a topic that you would like to see covered. I would love to hear that from you. I want you to know that now is the time to do something differently if you want different results. What are you doing differently to get greater results in this season of difficulty? That is a golden question, and I have the golden ticket for you. One of the things that you can do differently is you can get into my private mastermind roundtable on put your dream to the test. Let's go through the 10 questions that help you to see it and seize it. Maybe, just maybe, now is the perfect time for you to join in a winning one-on-one coaching partnership. You know, coaching truly makes the difference. I hear it every day from my coaching clients that I'm working with in my private practice. So call for details, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Again, we have a few minutes. If you want to add yourself to the host queue, now is the time. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. We have a few moments. Meanwhile, I want to share with you that I want to support you. I'm here to be on your team, and that I really and truly, I appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I want you to know again that I invite you to take and share in my next 8-week journey on Put Your Dream to the Test. You know, if you want to get greater results and you want support with establishing your dream and a growth plan that you can follow personally or professionally, I want to connect with you. I want to walk alongside with you. If you are already a part of the Coach Adams Network, that is great. Visit CoachAdams.com for more information. But if you're not, want to hear from you, want to add you to our database so we can keep you in the loop of communication around things that are being offered that would benefit you. So shoot us an email at admin@CoachAdams.com, admin@CoachAdams.com, or give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams, I have a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. I have my branded Win Shop. It's a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, the great time to shape up and win. All of the tools that I offer are powerful, and they're focused on vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. So if it's one-on-one coaching, group coaching, mastermind, speaking, teaching, training, whatever that looks like, it's all centered around vision training, strategic planning with coaching empowerment fused in there so that you can receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Don't you want to reach your goals? Now is the time. You don't want to miss the amazing opportunities that are currently on the table available for you, and I'm here to support you. So let's do a quick summary recap. What did we talk about today? We talked about the importance of putting your dream to the test in preparation for my next private mastermind roundtable session for members only. Are you going to be one of the members? And space is limited, so it is for that remnant, that small few. And so ownership is the number one question that we have to evaluate and examine. Ownership, and we spoke about, is my dream really my dream? Clarity, do I clearly see my dream? Reality, am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? Passion, does my dream compel me to follow it? Does it compel me? Pathway, do I have a strategy to reach my dreams? Have I outlined the right blueprints? Do I have the right strategies in place to be successful? People, have I included the people I need to realize my dream? The right people are key. The wrong people, it's like a nightmare. Wake up from that nightmare. If you don't have the right people, I'm here for you, and I want to support you. I would be one of those right people on your dream team. Cause, am I willing for my dream? That's an important question. Are you willing to pay the price, regardless of what it is, how long it takes? Tenacity, am I moving closer? Do I see the gaps of life closing from where I am to where I want to go? Fulfillment. Does working towards my dream bring me satisfaction? Are you feeling fulfilled? Significance, does my dream benefit others? That is an overview snapshot, a little sample taste of Put Your Dream to the Test. Let's take the journey together starting October 1st. Give our team a call or email us. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.